Bran looked up calmly. "His name is Summer," he said. "Catelyn, we will make King's Landing within the hour." Catelyn turned away from the rail and forced herself to smile. "Your Ormen have done well by us, Captain. Each one of them shall have a silver stag as a token of my gratitude." Captain Mario Chumitis favored her with a half bow. "You're far too generous, Lady Stark. The honor of carrying a great lady like yourself is all the reward they need."
"But they'll take the silver anyway."
Mario smiled. "As you say." He spoke the common tongue fluently, with only the slightest hint of a Tyrushi accent. He'd been plying the narrow sea for 30 years, he told her, as oarman, quartermaster, and finally captain of his own trading galleys. The Storm Dancer was his fourth ship, and his fastest, a 2-masted galley of 60 oars. She had certainly been the fastest of the ships available in White Harbour when Catelyn and Sir Roderick Cassel had arrived after their headlong gallop down river. The Tyrushi were notorious for their avarice, and Sir Roderick had argued for hiring a fishing sloop out of the Three Sisters, but Catelyn had insisted on the galley. It was good that she had. The winds had been against them much of the voyage, and without the galley's oars, they'd still be beating their way past the Fingers, instead of skimming towards King's Landing and Journey's End.